Matthew chapter 6. And take care not to give your alms in the presence of men, so as to be seen by them. Otherwise, you do not have a reward from your Father in the heavens. So when you give alms, do not blow a trumpet in front of you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, in order to be glorified by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you give alms, let your left hand not know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms are given in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you in public. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets in order to be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your private room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is hidden, and your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you in public. And when you pray, do not gabble like the Gentiles, for they think that they will be heard in their loquacity. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So then, pray like this: Our Father in the heavens, may your name be sanctified. May your kingdom come. May your will be done, as in heaven, so also on the earth. Give us our oncoming bread today, and cancel our debts, as we also cancel the debts of our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but rescue us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power and the glory, throughout the ages. Amen. For if you forgive men their transgressions, so also will your heavenly Father forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their transgressions, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. Now, whenever you fast, do not be like the sullen-looking hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces in order for it to be obvious to men that they are fasting. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that it is not obvious to men that you are fasting, but it will be known to your Father, who is hidden, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. Do not save up treasures for yourself on the earth, where the moth and corrosion cause ruin, and where thieves break in and steal, but save up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor corrosion cause ruin, and where no robbers break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be as well. The light of the body is the eye. So if your eye is clear-sighted, the whole of your body will be bright. But if your eye is ill-disposed, the whole of your body will be dark. So if the light which is in you is darkness, how great the darkness is! No one can serve two masters, for he will either hate one and love the other, or he will cling to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. On account of this, I say to you, do not be anxious for your life, about what you will eat and what you will drink, nor for your body about what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the sky, how they do not sow, or reap, or gather into storehouses, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Surely you are worth much more than they are. And who of you can, by being anxious, add one cubit to his stature? And why are you anxious about clothing? Observe the wild lilies, how they grow, yet they neither toil nor spin thread. But I tell you, not even Solomon in all his glory was clothed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the wild vegetation, which exists today and tomorrow is thrown into a furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not be anxious, saying, What will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear? For the Gentiles seek all these things. Well then, Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious about its own affairs. Sufficient for the day is its own evil.